Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. It is just we're 3 days into October, but this month marks the 200th anniversary of the first presentation of paintings of the Hudson River Valley and Catskill Mountains by Thomas Cole, a presentation that changed the course of American art. The display of three paintings took place from October 26th through November 4th, 1825 in New York City, and the windows of Coleman's Bookstore on Broadway near Fulton Street in Manhattan. The exhibition launched Thomas Cole's career, gave birth to what is now known as the Hudson River School of Landscape Painting. Cole's work in turn gave America a visual identity reflected in the concept America the Beautiful and still celebrated today. We talk about that celebration this morning. Maura O'Shea is executive director of the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill, New York. Hello, Maura. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. A delight to have you here. Thank you very much for coming in. We also welcome Jonathan Palmer, who is the Greene County historian. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you here. I just want to tell folks that they can find out information. I'll give this a couple more times, but you can find out information at thomascole.org about all of the things that we are talking about. Cole 200 is this huge effort. What is it like putting all of this together and putting it into a context for people to understand of just how important an event it is?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. And throughout this these last months, we've been working with our team and our publicist to package experiences to celebrate and bring attention to this really exciting anniversary. We have a number of things going on, from historic timeline of historic events on our website. We are really trying to direct people to two sites where they can actually visit locations where Cole painted some of these iconic images that launched his career and the great landscape painting movement. You can find a great itinerary, a 36-hour kind of visit the Catskills itinerary and see the sites on our website. We have wonderful lesson plans. And on November 30th, Jonathan Palmer is going to be one of our great lecturers on a Sunday Salon. And maybe Jonathan wants to tell us more about
that. Yeah, tell us a little bit about what you'll be talking about and how your work combines with the work of the Cole site.
Well, you know, so first off, I think it's important to note that the Thomas Cole National Historic Site is the only national historic site in Greene County. So for me as the county historian and an appointed public historian, the work that goes on at the Thomas Cole House all year long, every year, is really important and integral to the work that I'm trying to perform. You know, the folks at the Cole House are introducing people to the Catskills for the first time in a lot of cases. But this this November, I have the pleasure for the first time ever speaking at Sunday Salon, which I've always wanted to do, actually. Great. So this is a real treat for me. And I'm going to be speaking on what Catskill was at the time Cole arrived there, because Cole shows up in Catskill during a period of immense change. You know, this is a transformative period in our national identity. It was an era we were coming up on the 50th anniversary of the creation of American democracy, as people understood it at that time. And so think of Cole not only coming to Catskill and painting landscapes and being authentic to the natural world as he saw it, but also kind of, in a sense, putting his stamp on a particular vision of the democratic experiment and what people's role was and what our relationship was going to be with a natural world that, you know, the young nation saw as kind of the thing they were endowed with, and, you know, the thing that granted us this kind of, you know, limitless potential of that era. It's going to be really neat, you know, because Catskill, you know, it was a cataclysmic time for the community there. You know, this year, what, the Seneca is, the canal boat is coming back from Buffalo down the Erie Canal to New York in celebration of the anniversary of the opening of the Erie Canal this year, you know, so that's a bicentennial that's being celebrated. And the people in Catskill, you know, when the Erie Canal opened, lost their relevance. And so Cole shows up and restores a new kind of ideological underpinning that changes Greene County into a tourism destination and changes Greene County into the keystone in this kind of conceptual structure of what the American wilderness was at that time.
When you think about the history, obviously one of the things that is so fascinating in just looking at what happened of this event at Coleman's Bookstore and just three paintings.
Yeah.
Tell us about those three paintings and why you think they had such an impact on people. And us.
Right. Great question. Well, first, I love thinking about Cole, you know, getting on this steamboat and heading up the Hudson River, having no idea that he's about to become famous and really impact the course of American art. You know, he goes up the river to endeavor some sketching in the Catskills. He goes as far as Cohoes. He stops first in West Point, does some sketching, and which later produces a painting of Fort Putnam. And then he eventually lands in Catskill, and he goes up to the Mountain House, and he goes to the Catterskill Falls, does some sketches. And what's incredible is that then he heads back to New York City, and in a matter of really just weeks or less than a month, he is then showing paintings at Coleman's Bookshop, and three of them are flagged by what a great Revolutionary War hero and painter, John Trumbull, who stops, you know, traveling by the bookshop and sees this Catterskill Fall painting in the window and is completely blown away and identifies Cole as the great American talent, and really launches his career. He quickly shares this discovery with two other painters, Asher B. Duran and William Dunlop, and they purchase these paintings for $25 a piece, which is kind of extraordinary to think about. And soon Cole is off to the races, and what a moment.
My understanding is that the reaction is immediate.
It is immediate, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really see something different. You know, it's this sense of a little bit of myth-making, of course, right? But, you know, John Trumbull certainly knew his stuff as a great painter. It quickly identified a lot of what Jonathan was just mentioning, you know, the spirit of this great country, the vast resources. But there's also a sense that Cole was untrained, and this sort of self-instruction was sort of important to Americans at this moment. And also the sense of youth. He was kind of a young guy, you know, 24 years old. And this all sort of fit perfectly into the narrative or the values that Americans were interested in at that moment.
And one of the things that if you look at the county and, of course, where Cole is located, I mean, these histories are very much linked, inextricably linked.
You know, yeah, it's interesting because, you know, all the sites that we think of as being the subjects of the famous paintings now are part of the Catskill State Park, you know, and so we can almost draw a perfect line from the moment Cole comes to Catterskill Falls and paints it to the moments that lead to the culmination and creation of the state park system that is now, you know, gifted the people of the state of New York with this, you know, kind of natural wonder that has always loomed large in our collective conscious, but is now the people's place to, you know, come and like, sir, it's like this touchstone for this moment that we can hearken back to. But, you know, Cole is so, it's interesting that painting, Catterskill Falls, I always laugh when I think about some of the other paintings like Lake with Dead Trees. Mm. Lake with Dead Trees, it shows North and South Lake, which is now a state recreation area. And it's shown that he's kind of looking southwest across the lakes. And just out of frame to the left would have been a 5-star hotel at that time. So Cole himself is engaged in a little myth-making when he paints these scenes, you know. But it's kind of a chicken or the egg debate, you know, whether or not it's Cole that makes the Catskills or it's the resorts that he was able to stay at that are making the Catskills. And you can't parse out whether it's one or the other who's the more instrumental, but think of coal as like the first Instagram post. You know, so everybody sees that and says, that's a really cool looking place. I want to go see that. And it creates this industry that by the end of the 19th century, you know, thousands of people every month are landing at Catskill Point and heading up to the mountains to experience this idea of the wilderness as coal defined it. So,
as far as those original three paintings, so where are they? They're not all in the same place, right?
No, one is in the collection of Oberlin College, another in Philadelphia Museum, and then the Wadsworth Athenaeum. So three, you know, important collections. Yeah.
Yes, and that is so for what you're going to be doing and have been doing of celebrating this 200 years. It really is momentous because it is. We're celebrating 250 years, as you mentioned, yes. And then 200 years of coal, and it gives us an opportunity to kind of get a sense of the overall American story as we're trying to figure out what the current American story is.
This was one piece of the great story, right? And it resonates today. You know, the same. It's really striking when you think what coal saw. You know, largely there was maybe more industry in some areas, is still what we see and what urges people to flock to this beautiful Hudson Valley to really experience the same, the Kosciuszko Falls or, you know, visit the lakes. It's really connects us to his moment very directly.
Yeah. And I think, ultimately, you know, you kind of allude to, you know, a time of ideological uncertainty. And I think that's a very fair line to draw between Cole's time and ours. You know, Cole is painting, he's right on the cusp of the Jacksonian era, which is one of the first real seismic shifts in the American political landscape. And in spite of all of that, when you look at Cole's paintings, what you're experiencing is somebody who's being very intentional, very precise, and very contemplative of their immediate surroundings, and who is also privy to the fact that, you know, the democratic experiment is just that. It's an experiment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're all participants in it and contributors in our own way. And I think it's very important to remember that, you know, the lesson Cole gives us today is that those contributions come in many, many forms. And not all of them have to wade into, you know, great political debate in order to have a lasting impact.
Talk about some of the special exhibitions that you have that are going on now, and some that I think you don't have much time to see, actually.
Yes. Well, we have right now Emily Cole was Thomas Cole's daughter, and she was a ceramicist and a very successful one in her own right, and worked actually in Thomas Cole's studio right on the family property where she lived her whole life. And so we now have an exhibition of her beautiful ceramics and watercolor paintings paired with works by eight contemporary artists throughout the house. So that is on view until the end of October. And we also have a wonderful pairing. For the first time, we have a 20th century artist, Georgia O'Keeffe, in conversation with Thomas Cole on view in the house in an exhibition called On Trees, where we're pairing the modernist approach of O'Keeffe's view of trees in New Mexico with Thomas Cole's trees and landscape right here in Catskill. So that is on view until early December. So a little more time for that one, but both are extraordinary.
And let us not forget the Beecher Lecture. Catskill at the dawn of the Hudson River School, Sunday, November 30th, and Jonathan Palmer will be giving the lecture on Cole's first trip to the Catskills, 1825. Which changed the course of American art, as we've talked about, but also what he encountered when he got here 200 years ago, which is really interesting.
Well, you know, I think it's important to remind people that, you know, this is, you know, just a guy who's experiencing, you know, a very local context, and he's immersed in every setting he's in. I think it's important, you know, that, you know, this discussion is followed on the tales of talking about these contemporary shows, because Cole was a contemporary artist at his time, you know, and in his moment, he was on the cutting edge. And so to understand the moment he was experiencing and why he decided to paint what he did is critical.
The name of, well, of course, you can find that information by going to thomascole.org, thomascole.org, and find out information about the site, about all of the events that we talked about. Make your plans for the Beecher Lecture. Come see the special exhibitions. You have a great timeline on the website, which is really cool and very, very fascinating. And what better time as we look to the 25th, or excuse me, the 200th anniversary of this event. It's the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill, New York, and you can find out more information by going to thomascole.org. Am I forgetting anything?
No. Thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you very much to both of you. Maura O'Shea is Executive Director of the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill. Jonathan Palmer is the Greene County Historian. Thank you so much for doing this great work and for bringing it to our attention and for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
Be well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.